Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
The American people demand that their First Amendment be defended.
The Republic is rising.
Well, Alex, you're the gladiator, and you keep on pounding the opposition there. I love it.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You've been demonized enough.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is the one, the conspiracy theorist, whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Gorge, are a liar and a fraud.
The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and they're blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech.
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them.
The FCC is cracking down on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
So there's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced.
Alex Jones has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God.
But who is the most banned news network in the world?
Infowars.com.
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Infowars comes to mind.
What's happened with Infowars? I would love it if you would follow up also about Alex Jones and Infowars.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
President Trump is the Infowars president.
Trump appeared on Jones's show.
He actually went on Jones's show and said,
your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down.
Boo, bitch! Get out of the way!
Up, up, and away!
Swalwell, why do you hate the First Amendment so much? There goes Congressman Swalwell.
Google is going to lie again and violate the law.
That's enough. You make too much noise. That man's a threat.
I'd like to hear it.
I'm willing to have a fight.
Wanting at this point.
I'm getting pissed now.
Well, the deplatforming didn't work.
With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
1776 will commence again. If you try to
shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Growing concerns that the IRS is building an army of new auditors.
When it comes to the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, your first thoughts are likely about money and taxes, not tactical training. That's the kind of training, though, typically associated with the FBI or Secret Service.
Yes, the tax man is also getting trained in a similar way.
Senate passed a sweeping tax climate change package. It hires 80-plus thousand IRS agents in the legislation to target blue-collar and middle-class people to shut down small businesses.
An IRS internal report shows heavily armed agents practicing an all-out assault on a suburban home as part of their training exercise. These agents now carry firearms, they wear tactical gear, and according to a recent job posting at IRS.gov, internal revenue agents will now be authorized to use deadly force.
You don't want them coming after you.
They are putting everyone on a list to either be raided or arrested or charged with terroristic threats. That's what they're doing.
Bottom line, you don't want the IRS coming after you with this.
or with this.
They are the kind of accountants that are prepared for anything.
For the IRS. You're under arrest. You're going to jail, buddy.
The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, August 24th, and the year is 2022. And I told you in the last few years it was coming, and I hammered on it, and I tried to warn people, but Trump didn't listen. And the poison shot was even more deadly than I thought it would be. Even though top scientists predicted everything that happened, I found it a little too bold when they tried to put in a regime of forced inoculation worldwide and a worldwide medical ID to be tied to the carbon tax, the social credit score, and the universal basic income, all officially rolled out now. I thought they would have a placebo or something, that just didn't do anything, so they'd set the precedent and not have any bad effects. Instead, they went ahead and went right to the nanotech bioweapon. And now the Democrats are officially coming out. I have dozens of articles saying Trump is to blame for the poison vaccine, and that the vaccine is a poison, and that the vaccine is killing people. Trump absolutely, completely, and totally has been set up. And they were holding the economy hostage, telling him that he had to do all this if he didn't ram it through. And he rammed it through. And now he's like, well, you shouldn't kick the military out for not taking it. You shouldn't make kids take it, and it shouldn't be mandatory. That's good, Trump, but it's a day late and a lot of lives short. There's still time for Trump to extricate himself and expose this. And people say, well, who cares? Let him burn. He's getting a lot of good Republicans elected. He understood the New World Order, the UN. He secured the borders. He stabilized the dollar. He made us number one energy exporter again. The enemies of freedom hate Trump's guts. And that's what makes it so sad that he wouldn't listen to his advisors like Don Jr., who's been warning him, and Roger Stone, that's been warning him, and I've been warning him. Now, last week, I put out an emergency warning to the president saying, you're going to be set up by this, and the president reached out and said, why? Why are you so upset? And I shot another video over the weekend, an emergency message part two, explaining that you're being set up. And the left went crazy and thought I was currying favor with DeSantis or currying favor with Trump, that I'm a politico like them. I'm not a politico. I don't make decisions off of what it does for me. I make decisions off what it does to fight for humanity, which I'm a part of. That's how I operate. But both stories went viral, tens of millions of views online, and helped trigger a bigger debate. And that was my point by saying, Trump, I'm done with you if you don't come out against Fauci and Birx and Daszak and Gates. Now they have set you up. And that became really clear right when the vaccine was about to roll out. First, the Democrats were all for it, the so-called vaccine. And then right as it was about to roll out, they're like, we don't trust this. We don't trust Trump. We're not taking anything he comes up with. And I knew it was all a bunch of Democrat deep state people that were actually behind it in the whole history. I knew Trump had actually killed gain-of-function studies in 2017 when he got in and actually stopped a lot of Fauci's operations. So Trump did a lot of good things. And, you know, he ran through monoclonal antibodies that worked great, didn't have any side effects, and saved a lot of people. I had family on the edge of death, took it. 5 hours later, they were better. Literally. So it's a mixed bag. But we're going to open the phones up today on this subject because here it is. Politico, AP, all of them. Trump White House exerted pressure on FDA for COVID-19 emergency use authorization. House report finds. Now, of course, Trump pushed warp speed. That's not a secret, but they're already putting reports out. He's to blame. He's the problem. And you've got Walensky and Birx and Redfield and Fauci, all of them saying it wasn't their fault, it's Trump's fault now. This is so obvious. We can see this from a mile away. And now Trump is a sitting duck. This is disgusting. But the left's going to have a problem, though, after they worship the shot as mammon from heaven. And now they're going to flip on a dime, and the new thing will be Trump killed all these people. So it's Trump's tree. He's sitting in it. Unbelievable. Trump White House exerted pressure on FDA for COVID-19 emergency use authorization. House report finds. We're going to hit these reports in a moment. But first, here's a short compilation of the Democrats pre-positioning themselves right when the vaccine was coming out, when Trump thought he was about to win re-election. And then as soon as he was out, then they said that they wanted to make it mandatory. You can see the moves they're making plain as day. Here it is.
I think it's going to be a very skeptical American public about taking the vaccine, and they should be.
We can't trust the president and take his word and take a vaccine that might cause harm to us.
If and when the vaccine comes, it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot?
We will need to have access to the vaccine results so we can make our independent assessment to make sure that Donald Trump's fingerprints are not on it.
You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
Is the vaccine safe? Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion.
And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency.
Would you trust that vaccine? There's very little that we can trust that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth.
We cannot take for granted this process will be free of political influence.
I don't trust the president, and I don't trust the FDA.
If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
You're going to say to the American people now, here's a vaccine, it was new, it was done quickly, but trust this federal administration and their health administration that it's safe?
I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump.
Hey, how confident are you in the approval process of the FDA right now?
How confident am I? I'm not that confident.
Yes, I would be hesitant, but I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
You're going to need someone other than this FDA and this CDC saying it's safe.
You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus this is a safe vaccine.
What I'm worried about is that there's some sort of October surprise and that there is a pressure put on the decision makers here to announce a vaccine in October of 2020.
We're going to put together our own group of doctors and medical experts to review the vaccine and the efficacy and the protocol. And if they say it's safe, then I'll go to the people of New York and I will say it's safe.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
So, for 1 month, 6 months before the election, there was an exact talking point. That's when you know it's coming right from the New World Order. There was a word-for-word talking point by all the Democrat talking heads and CNN and ABC and MSNBC and the New York Times, the Washington Post, that we cannot trust this vaccine. And then suddenly they flipped and said, not only can you trust it, you should be made to take it just a few months later. They were putting that into the record, knowing people don't have a long-term memory, on average, to then bring it back later as the cover for what they did. Trump has a silver lining. He never said it should be mandatory, and he never said it should be for children. They immediately began to say it should be mandatory before he was even removed from office via election fraud. Trump needs to release all his communications with these people, how they came to him, how they recommended warp speed, how they said this would get the country going, because we've seen pieces of those communications, and we know they did it. Then they flipped once he took the bait and set him up, set us up. If Trump listens to me very carefully, if he listens to you, he'll be able to actually bring these people to justice. But they're intending to bring him down with this. Hit us with a bioweapon. Hit us with their bioweapon shot. And then turn around and blame it on us, their main target. This is a big, big deal. Drew Hernandez is going to pop in and respond to this. We'll also have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Stay with us. This is a big, big deal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
So, I know PR when I see it. I know pre-programming when I see it. And once you're conscious of the enemy's operations, what they're going to pull, what they're going to do, becomes crystal clear. It's how I knew that they were starting a war with Russia and Ukraine over the last 8 years. It's coming to a head. And I looked up when the snow and the ice melts in Ukraine. Then I called up some of my sources that I knew were already over in that area. Leave it at that. And I said, I think there might be an invasion of the Russians. They said, yeah, by the end of February. I came on air and told you that. But I didn't need those sources be able to tell you that. I mean, these are the people over there training Ukrainians how to shoot down Russian helicopters. When I got up here on air and I told you that was coming, it wasn't pulled out of the air. Now, sometimes the globalists are planning something and we talk about it to try to stop it and they change their plan. Then we're wrong. That's why we're only 95% accurate. And a lot of the things that we think we've been wrong about, later it turns out we were right about. And I'm not saying that to say, oh, I'm smart. Once you know the new world order, and you've got all the deep state and all the Democrat leaders invested in the poison shots and Bill Gates involved, and they come to Trump and say, we can't ever end the lockdown because there won't be a vaccine unless you do this accelerated program. And they don't criticize him when he first announces it. And then right before it comes out, they go, he's to blame when it hurts everybody. And the talking point's the exact same script. Just like worldwide, they use the Build Back Better and the Great Reset. It's their campaign slogans. It's a global New World Order corporate fascist party. We'll play a short clip, though. Trump's done this hundreds of times from the beginning, saying you shouldn't be made to take it and things along those lines. So that's a saving grace. Because remember, it's the Democrats that tried to make everybody take it, and in many places like healthcare, they did, and across the world, they're beating people up and taking them to jail that leave their houses and haven't had it. Places like Italy and Australia and Austria. It's incredible. But now there's a House report that it was Trump made them put out the experimental shot, and there's serious concerns about it now. Oh, no concerns for Pfizer or Moderna or Bill Gates. No. It's all Trump's fault. And it is kind of Trump's fault. He walked right into the trap. Absolutely walked right into the trap. And I'm not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. The New World Order hates Trump. They want to take him out. That's why they set him up with this. When I open the phones up, then what do we do? And yeah, DeSantis early on went along with it too. He just was smart enough to figure it out and started to remove himself from it in the last year and a half. I wish Trump would have done that. But now that he knows all this and isn't doing anything, he goes from somebody we can forgive, like Bolsonaro. Never really pushed it, but he let him do it. He apologized 6 months ago and again a month ago and said, I am so sorry. I'm proud of my life. I'm proud of the work I've done. I never tried to hurt you on purpose, but I should have opposed this completely. This damn thing doesn't work, and it hurts people, and we should bring to justice those that are trying to force it. And they've got the UN and his own Supreme Court trying war crimes on him for opposing the shot being mandatory. Truth is, Trump took Pfizer money. They were one of his biggest donors. And they scripted it all where Trump would be the hero. Look at these headlines. Well, first, let's play the clip of Trump saying it should be mandatory.
Mike, do you mean a fully approved vaccine for everyone, the full public, or a partially approved vaccine with emergency use?
No, we're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everybody's going to want to get it. But we're looking at a full vaccine. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, we'll...
Please.
So the answer is yes. We're working for a fully approved vaccine, but we'll also use the tools we have, for instance, emergency use authorization as appropriate. We use all of our regulatory tools to bring vaccine available for the entire American population by January.
Unbelievable, the doublespeak. Fully approved for emergency use, meaning not fully approved. Little word games right there. Decepticon activity. So Trump's in a pickle. Because the wheels are coming off. If you read the SPARS 2025-2028 document, that's really a battle plan, blueprint for attack, like a bank robber plan, but set years in the future, but it's really in the year 2020-2023, by the middle of the second year of the vaccine rollout, they admit it doesn't help you and hurts you, and then leaders get blamed and get in trouble for it. And there's a whole UN overhaul of medicine to make sure it never happens again. It has hundreds of tweets in it that then later, this was a year before they released the virus, they actually used on Twitter, the WEF, the UN, word for word, they just changed the acronyms. So you just open the blueprint up every day and it tells you what you do today. It tells you what you do tomorrow. It's like our Air Force. The Strategic Air Command with the B-52s, they train on flying into Russia and dropping hydrogen bombs and launching hydrogen bomb-tipped cruise missiles. And they have battle plans. They have war games. And those war games are what they'll actually do when they launch an attack. Well, SPARS 2026, is an actual battle plan so the people carrying it out can go, oh, no! FBI, if they did their job, or others, oh no, I just have this war game. We're not actually doing it. But just like with the nuclear forces, the war game for the submarines and the aircraft and the missile silos is the exact attack profile where they tell the submarine captains and they tell the B-52 captains and they tell the intercontinental ballistic missile commanders, launch plan 749836 Delta. Let's pull up that plan. All right, primary targets, initiate program, turn keys, launch. It's the same thing here. It's a damn playbook. And you can capture your enemy's playbook and not know what play they're going to play when. It's worse than a playbook. It's a choreographed script. Like a Shakespearean play, these war games. And if they do this, we do that. And if we do this, they do that. And if this country comes in, we do that. And they've thought 30, 40 moves out, and I'm sitting there. We do a three-hour analysis of it. The former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency reads it and says, this is real. This is the battle plan. This is what they launched. Now, he can't tell you all the classified stuff he knew or how he stopped Trump from authorizing the release of this stuff in China in 2017, General Flynn. But he can say, watch what Jones says. This is their plan. I don't need classifications to be the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency to see the enemy operation. It's all completely clear to me. Stay with us.
Elevave TP, PQQ, GoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible. What it does to all cellular function, The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA. This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center at the heart of the resistance. And that's not bragging. That's a grim, terrible fact of the responsibility this operation has. The gifts God gave us of analysis and discernment. We will press the attack against the enemy until our dying breath. We ask you to hold us up in your prayers, your word of mouth, and your support. Drew Hernandez is joining us at noon to give his take on Trump, and now the Democrats are now blaming him for the poison shots. But I want to give the toll-free number out on this issue and this issue alone. We don't screen your phone calls in. We're not going to control what you say. We want a clean phone line. And then we want you to talk about that topic. We do free-for-alls a lot, but routinely, if you're a new listener, I want to hear from everybody on the specific issue of who do you blame for the poison shot more? Who do you blame? The Wuhan, the Chi-Coms, Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, Fauci, who Obama, who in 2015 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, their own scientists said they're creating super SARS bioweapon, cross species, chimeric viruses, and Obama moved the project to Wuhan. But as usual, Obama isn't even in the discussion or the people that control Obama. And we sit here chasing our tails, and now they've set Trump up, the populist movement. And the crew in seconds found the article on A New Scientist from 2015 where they were warning of gain-of-function bioweapons. And if you try to talk about that, you get censored by big tech, who's heavily invested in it. Lab-made coronavirus is trigger debate. The creation of gain-of-function chimeric SARS-like viruses has scientists discussing the risk of gain-of-function research. And they know hearings are coming when the Republicans get in. They know they're the ones behind it. And instead of Trump figuring that out and extricating himself, he sits there like a giant orange gremlin. I mean that nicely. I call myself a goblin. He sits there and lets himself be sucked into this black hole. Imagine if Trump comes out and says he was lied to and misled and calls for Fauci's arrest. He'll be hailed as a hero. Hey, I listened to the scientists. I listened to the doctors. Monoclonals. You know, Fauci wasn't for that, but I said do it, and they worked great. I had no idea they'd pull this, and he didn't. He's not a bioengineering, genetic engineering virologist. All right, I'm going to give the toll-free number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, you agree, you disagree. I really want to hear what you have to say, the wild card of the people having a voice to millions of viewers and listeners. I just love it. We're going to take phones throughout the full broadcast today. Marjorie Taylor Greene told me she'd come on Wednesday. I talked to her Friday, but we haven't been able to get her on because she got SWAT team raided last night in a SWAT event. We have been SWATted. I have been SWATted. I never really talked about it because I don't want to encourage those that do it, but I've been SWATted 5 times that we know of, and the police just have my address in their database, and after the first time, they just know it's BS. They come knock on the door, and they say, you got swatted again. And they went next level a few months ago. I haven't talked about this yet. But they filed, just so you know what they're up to, through a computer system out of Washington State, which means it was internally done, a fake arrest warrant out of Washington State for yours truly for raping children. We were contacted by the Travis County Sheriff's Department. My lawyer was. They said they hit a bunch of other Texas counties. They've never seen that before. In their internal system, arrest warrant, Alex Jones, a Judge Frost that doesn't exist, signed it. And there's a criminal investigation going on. They're pissed because it's not about Alex Jones. They're like, we got people filing fake arrest warrants now? How are they doing this? They still haven't figured it out. It's an ongoing investigation, but I'll just go ahead and tell you, it's not fun. Not of us. We're not being investigated. There's an ongoing investigation of whoever did this. Multiple child rapes. And you saw what trended on Twitter in the last few days. And I don't have the money and I don't want to do it. But at a certain point, I got to sue people. They have Democratic Party operatives running headlines. Alex Jones's cell phone contained child porn, mixing it with the 2-year-old fake story that we sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Know somebody who's pro anti-gun, anti-Alex Jones, sent an email with hidden child porn links in it. They asked for all these key terms in discovery. We gave them the emails, unopened emails, and then the news ran headlines, Alex Jones caught with child porn in documents he gave Sandy Hook parents. So there's just no end to these people, and they're really pissed we're exposing their pedophilia. You have to understand, the people we're fighting, they're pedophiles. The large majority of the leadership of the people opposing us literally rape children. So just remember, that's who they are. And never forget that. That's why they're targeting children for gender reassignment, mutilation, all the rest of it. It's about destroying children and stealing their energy. That's what gets them big mojo with their God. So again, 877-789-2539. I'm going to cover a lot of other news as well in between your calls and a lot of key clips. But the Democrats are coming out now and saying, oh, we're not for this shot. Now that nobody's taking it, nobody's buying it, now that sales have collapsed, now they've had their big run, now they've poisoned billions of people, now, oh, are they going to blame Trump in Australia or Trump in Germany or Trump in France or England? No. But domestically, they're going to try to blame him for this shot. But that will go worldwide and will save even more lives when it comes out that the shot was deadly poison. Incredible. So your calls are coming up, Jordan and Carlos and Tom and Wave and Julio and so many others. You know, a lot of times I just say first-time callers only because we got some great callers that are so quick to dial in that they just get in first, and that's okay. But after these calls, only first-time callers again because I want to give new callers a chance. And I love these callers too, but, you know, we got a computerized phone system. We can see the amount of calls we get. When we open the phones up, we get an average of 10,000 calls. One time we had over 30,000 calls in just 2 hours. That's how many great listeners we got trying to call in. We love you. But I don't know then how, when I don't say first-time callers only, how some of the same folks get in. But they're smart. We love them. We want to hear from Carlos. We want to hear from Julio. We want to hear from a lot of the folks that are there. But after these callers, first-time callers for all the new calls coming in, so I want to give new callers a chance to get on board. Look. I want to thank you all for your support. I'm going to go ahead and just make the announcement now and make it official. Friday will be the last day you can get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World. A, because we're about to sell out of the first group of books we got shipped. They start shipping next week. And B, I'm going to sign these, and I can't sign many more books. I mean, I'm up here hours a day signing these things. I'm trying to sign 1,000 a day. So that when they start shipping next week, they all go out to you. So you know it's a great fundraiser. I want to thank you for paying the big markup for the signed book as a fundraiser. You can get an unsigned one at Amazon or wherever you want. Right now we're only selling signed books, InfoWarsStore.com, but I'm going to have to pull the plug on this at least for a month or so. But thank you for your support. Thank you for the fundraiser. Wow, we could fund the whole operation just with book sales if we could continue it, if I could sign them all. But I just can't do it. So your last chance to get The Great Reset and The War for the World signed books. Also, it's your last chance to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. Bodies discounted. Those are very close to selling out, so they're about to go back to full price. X2 is going back to full price. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But thank you for keeping us on the air. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We're back live, about to take your phone calls at 877-789-2539. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Again, thank you so much for being part of this transmission. Let's look at some of these headlines that I was mentioning. We'll go right to your phone calls. The Democrats have set Trump up. The deep state set Trump up. They knew the shot was going to kill people, erase their immune systems. They attacked as many of us as they could with the weapon. But it was globally coordinated, the exact same rollout of the exact same shots. Trump White House exerted pressure on FDA for COVID-19 emergency authorizations. House report finds. Well, yeah, he did it publicly. We went over all the examples of the Democrats coming out and saying, oh, don't take the shot. Then suddenly saying, you know, you should take it. In fact, you should be made to take it. New COVID vaccine study reveals increased risk in heart problems and neurological disorders after each dose. Rand Paul warns National Institutes of Health not to try and destroy evidence as Fauci exits. They know the investigations are coming. Former head of Planned Parenthood, CNN media analyst, who fiercely advocated masking, now admits it harmed her son's development. McEnroe says it's a joke that Djokovic won't be allowed to compete in the U.S. Open. This is still going on, the forced inoculations, folks. CNN tells viewers monkeypox is not sexually transmitted. Federal judge protects the religious rights of Marines who refuse COVID vaccine. A big victory. Also on InfoWars.com. Washington Post. Opinion. I'm a doctor. Here's why my kids won't wear masks this school year. So they abuse us, then they turn around as the heroes who are all against it. Though, when we were telling you 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 6 months ago, we were the devil. We were the worst people on earth for telling you. Next year's news today. Thank you for backing us. Thank you for standing with us. That's why they want to shut down, because we're good and we care about ourselves. And that means we care about everybody, because it's all symbiotic. The big lie of evil is you can screw people over and not have it come back on you. That's a fraud. All right. Let's go to your phone calls. In the order that the calls have been received, Jordan in New Jersey, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I'm sorry about the first time caller thing. I heard a free for all.
Oh, no, I said free for all. It's okay. It's okay.
I apologize.
No, it's my fault. I said free for all. Then I thought I saw some longtime callers. Actually, it wasn't longtime callers calling in. So I said, let's just do first time. Let's just get to your point. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to say this whole thing about the responsibility of where all this comes from as far as the whole release, right, and then the inoculation program. And I just want to make this theme known. The National Defense Reauthorization Act, all right, starting after the 9/11 fiasco and farce.
That's right. They've been preparing this whole biomedical forced inoculation tyranny for decades.
Yes, and buried in all the, and this is how they get all the Republicans to go along with all this crap too, without them having any sort of problem, right? Is they have them agree to these NDAAs, and each one become, you can see in each step. Them getting through human experimentation.
That's right. Whether it's Brazil or Germany or the U.S., they have the government sign non-disclosure acts and indemnify Big Pharma when they rolled this out. And Big Pharma had financed and put all the major regulators in charge and the boards, not just of our government, but other governments, who then advised the president and presidents to go along with the scam. That's what you call capture of governments or penetration of governments that Klaus Schwab talks about.
Correct. And the military-industrial complex is all part of this big, giant cabal that is trying to consolidate their power. And 9/11 is a key event, which makes you this fulcrum, as you've discussed, starting there, picking up people like me in 2003 and slowly building this info army to where now you are fighting the ultimate battle, Alex. And you are now vested with all the power of all that information and all that knowledge that you put into Great Reset that we now need to do the power of Grayskull, right, and become what we need to be in order to fight the next part of this. And that's why I just – the NDAAs, though, is where they built all the
– The National Defense Authorization Act. You're absolutely right. And they had the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act that George W. Bush rammed through for forced inoculations as well. In fact, it's the exact same plan going back to his second administration for the masking, the 6 feet of separation. All that was in that document.
Yes, and if we're still questioning as to what to do, people need to go back and look at all those authorizations and find out where there might be more steps that might be taken by these psychopaths.
Because that's the blueprint. Exactly. Guys, type in Model States Health Emergency Powers Act 2005. Look that up. All right, sir. Great points. Amazing call. Thank you, Jordan. And we are taking long-time callers, first-time callers. That was just me going down a rabbit trail. Let's talk to... Tom in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Hope you're doing good, brother. I just wanted to say that I think it was kind of a double-edged sword for Trump. If he wouldn't have come up with a vax and, pushed that, he'd have been blamed for, every death that happened because of COVID. But since, obviously since he did come up with one, they're blaming him for the repercussions of it. But as far as moving forward, I think Trump's kind of becoming like a toxic ex that, obviously there's still feelings, but it might just be time to move forward, move on from it.
No, I agree, but they're going to try to, whether we love Trump or hate Trump, they're going to try to parlay everything into him as the sacrificial lamb and blame him, thus blaming us. And I don't see that dog hunting, especially if Trump can extricate himself from this. That's why I've issued emergency message after emergency message to the president.
Absolutely. But there's a point though. He's not really backing down or taking responsibility for what he has done, or at least shifting that responsibility a little bit to some of the officials that he took that advice from. I think as far as uniting and moving the country in the right direction. I mean, if he's not going to deny it and shift responsibility, I think we're losing hope.
I hear you, and DeSantis is smart enough to get himself away from it, which is again not about protecting DeSantis. That'll make the whole thing fall apart. Then they can't inject 6-month-old babies with it. That's why I'm going after Trump using DeSantis, knowing he's jealous of DeSantis. So if we start empowering DeSantis as doing the right thing, Trump might do the right thing. And I explained that last week. I'm just simply trying to get Trump to come out against it to save children. God bless you, brother. I appreciate your goal. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Who is to blame for this? Is it Trump? Is it Bill Gates? Because, you know, somebody's going to pay for this.
Well, of course, it's Bill Gates and Fauci and all them. Why do you think they're getting boots and he's trying to flee? Like Dr. Ron Paul said, he ain't going nowhere. You know, we've been saying this from day one. And I'll tell you what right now. Here's their plan. They are going to release a bomb or something on the U.S. They're going to nullify this election. They know they're finished. So you're going to see some with, you know, you, and then they're going to take over. There won't even be an election. And then on, if you look in like certain cities, I got a realtor. My buddy's dad is a realtor and they kind of have the inside scoop on what's going to be what and this and that. And there's multiple big warehouses being built all over and nobody knows what they're for. So when they turn the lights out and there's no heat or, you know, in the winter or, you know, in the summer for cool, oh, come to this place, you know, warm up. No, that's the death camp.
No, you're right. They're already creating warming centers and heating centers around the world. In fact, I was about to say this when you talked about cutting the power. Tsunami of shutoffs. 20 million U.S. homes are behind on power bills. Same thing in Europe. This is the designed collapse of civilization, brother. Thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate your call. Wow. All right. We got Julio's up next and so much more. We got Drew Hernandez popping in to give his view on this, but believe it, this is the big issue. Because the New World Order is going down when it comes out they brought this shot out. So they think globally they're going to blame Trump. When it was the British intelligence and the New World Order and our own Defense Department that launched all this, people say, oh, the military will save us. Our military is full of good men and women. But at the top, they are New World Order. And they think we're stupid. And so ahead of the collapse, they've soft-killed as many people as they can ahead of what the economic total shutdown and the cyber attacks are going to blame on the Russians. I mean, you can just see it. You can taste it. You can smell it. This is devastating. That's why it's more important now than ever. It's a symbiotic relationship to warn everybody, because that could mitigate this, that could back them down. Their plan's not going well. Maybe there's some smart people in the system that are going to put the brakes on this. I mean, thank God it's coming out, the shots kill people. If folks hadn't woken up to it, they just kept riding that horse forever. But their double back plan was to blame Trump if it came out what they were doing. So they're all running for the hills, they're all engaged in, you know, fleeing the sinking ship. This is the big debate we're having, the big discussion we're having. Whatever you do, tell folks about the live feeds at Infowars.com/show-and-band.video. And remember, we're listener-funded, Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.